This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Former Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, and other ex-officials from Michigan's government have been told that they are being charged after a new investigation of the Flint water scandal. Two people with knowledge of the charging plans spoke to the Associated Press about the matter this week. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody has been following the story as well, and he joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
It sounds like very few people are talking on the record at this point. What do we know so far about who's getting charged and maybe the nature of those charges?
At this point, all we know is what the Associated Press has been reporting so far, that their sources are telling them that, as you said, the former governor, Rick Snyder, and others may be facing charges soon related to the Flint water crisis. And beyond that, we're not hearing a whole lot. The attorneys for Mr. Snyder and a couple of other people have commented, basically, you know, taking the sides of their defendants, obviously, and saying, you know, at this point that this is more of a smear than a charge. But we may find out soon what the actual charges may be involving these potential defendants.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like criminal charges against state officials would represent a significant shift in how the state has handled the case to this point. Do you have any sense of why this is happening now?
Well, that's a very good question. Originally, there were 15 state and local officials who were criminally charged in this case. About half of them pled guilty to lesser charges, didn't serve any jail time. But when the new attorney general came in, Dana Nessel looked at it, assigned her solicitor general to oversee the investigation, and it was determined that they were not happy with the investigation that had taken into this case for several years, and they decided to dismiss the charges against the remaining defendants and have ever since not said anything about what they were doing. And this is the first indication that they're actually planning on moving forward with prosecutions. So the timing now is a very good question. I spoke with Peter Hammer. He's with Wayne State University. He's a law professor. He's also the director of the Damon J. Keith Center for Civil Rights. And he said he's very interested in the timing of these charges himself.
The whole criminal effort to be charging people has been its own train wreck. I mean, so the people in Flint had to first deal with the train wreck of the public health crisis, and then a train wreck of failed efforts, and then a withdrawal of the charges. You know, so I'm going to be very interested in trying to listen to why are charges now being brought against a set of defendants that are very, very high up in government that were not brought before. And I really think it's going to be the nature of the cover-up being the crime.
Steve, can you bring us up to speed on whether and if this might have any effect on civil litigation around Flint?
Well, the civil litigation and the criminal litigation have been on two separate tracks almost since the beginning. In fact, in the Attorney General's office, there's essentially a firewall between the part of the AG's office that's been working on the civil side and the part of the AG's office that's been working on the criminal side, both prosecuting and also providing defense for members of state government. So these have been two very different tracks that these different streams have been on, but they are kind of converging a little this week because we're also expecting a decision this week by a U.S. District Court judge as to whether to give preliminary approval to a massive legal settlement to settle many of the hundreds or thousands of lawsuits that have been filed in relation to the Flint water crisis.
Peter Hammer mentioned it, but there are still thousands of people in Flint who are living with the day-to-day realities of this. Have you heard anything from folks in Flint who were affected by the poor quality of water about whether a prosecution, that level of accountability, is something that they were still looking forward to or hopeful would happen?
I would not say hopeful. Many people in Flint have become completely disenchanted with the idea that state government will ever do anything to make up for what happened to their community and punish those who were responsible for it. When the cases were dismissed against the defendants about 2 years ago, there was a big uproar in the community that no one was going to be punished. The idea that there may be people prosecuted again, it's more of a wait-and-see attitude, though there are people who, now that they see that the governor is potentially on that list, have a little more hope that they will get the justice they've been seeking.
Any comment from former Governor Snyder or anybody else who might be facing charges?
Nothing from the specific defendants, because after all, they haven't been charged with anything yet anyway. We're still waiting to find out what and if they will be charged with. Their attorneys have weighed in on this. The governor's attorney basically said any charges against his client would be meritless. We'll see what they'll have to say if and when we actually see any charges filed.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. Steve, thank you very much.
You're welcome.